Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 28th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty good, you?
Good, good. It's the two of us again.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's been forever.
First week I miss in the news history.
Forever. I'm usually the one that's not here, right? We've done like one episode so far this year with the two of us, it seems. Now this makes two.
Mm-hmm. And we're at the end of February.
So. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So the novelty hasn't worn off yet.
No,
all right. So it looks like we got a fairly decent show this week. So let's get right to it. First up, as always, we're going to talk about our Nod crowdfunding news. And first on the list is something, I think this is local, is it not?
It is.
Ah. So 3D Wargaming, the project launch. So tell us about this project.
So 3D Wargaming is a new line of miniatures, but it's all 3D prints. However, it's not stuff to you order. It's all miniatures. It's a sci-fi line, and you can buy the files to print your own miniatures. Right now, it's a bunch of drones and two different kinds of tanks, and a lot more coming. I have seen the product in hand. If you go on their website, one of the model, the Glimo Collide, there's a painted version. So that's one I painted. And I'm working on one of the custodian tanks as of now. So, and the results are pretty good. It's all done with house printer. It's made to be printed with their, like, available to public 3D printer.
With a consumer level 3D printer.
Yeah, consumer level. Yeah, not super high-end stuff. And it looks good. So the goal is to make files affordable and give lots of options. And it's really well done stuff. Like all the bedding, which is as usually the bigger texture, it's all made so that it's always on the bottom or on the inside. And it's multi-parts, so the nicer finish is always on the outside. And there's a lot of moving parts, like one of the models that's not right, that's not up yet. But when you go on his Facebook page, or I think there's even one, a 3D render of it on the website. It's like a tripod. And once it's all assembled, there are 12 different moving joints or moving parts on the model that you can repose and do whatever you want. And it stands enough with friction that it doesn't fall off even when you work with it.
That's pretty cool. I'm actually just looking at some of his files. Some very neat designs. And as you said, this is just the beginning, so I'm curious to see what comes down the road.
Mm-hmm. The goal is to have a full game with, I think, 4 factions at start. And it's a 20mm sci-fi game, so...
Oh, so these tanks are quite large.
Yes. Well, the ones I have... on the picture on the website, there are the small one at the right. They are tankettes, like there are smaller aliens and a single vehicle. So they are about 3 inches long, 3 or 4 inches long. So they're pretty small, but the middle ones are about the size of a rhino, I would say.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'll have to purchase one of these files and try to print it out and see what it comes out like.
Oh, yeah, and all the files cost something. Two of the design right now, the two Oculi, the small and the medium ones, are free to download, so you can try and print them yourself, and you don't have to pay a dime.
That's pretty cool. That's a very neat idea to kind of give people a way to see the quality of the designs and print them out and see what they get. So that's pretty awesome. So hopefully that goes well for them.
Mm-hmm.
Next up... Privateer Press, new releases.
Yes. Almost all Ords. So 3 releases for Ords. The first one is Loki for Circle. It's one of their new character beasts.
Yeah, the beast that'll be in every list.
Yeah, he's... Well, even if it wasn't for the fact that he's really good, the model looks so sharp. That's a model that made me think of maybe starting a small Circle list.
Well, it's an all-resin model, right? So it really shows, too.
Yeah. After that, we have Una the Sky Hunter and Orgul the Anvil for Trollblood. Those two are two of the junior warlocks that have been upgraded to full warlock status. They have been out in a pre-sale at events and stuff like that, but those are the official releases.
Yeah, Una arrived just in time for her nerf.
Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, we have Kobe Sterling. It's a mercenary hero. She's a captain of the Black River Irregulars. They are the guys in some of the novels, like the basic troops for their RPGs and stuff like that. So they finally have a rendition in the game.
Yeah, and she's actually a really nice model.
Yes.
Very nicely detailed. I quite like her. Looks like she'd be a lot of fun to paint.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many of those mercenary figures.
Yeah, they are a painter faction.
Yeah,
you don't get bored by painting blue all the time or all the, the same details.
No one looks the same, right? There's no cohesive uniform aside from like steelheads and stuff.
Yep.
And a few others probably. There's not a lot of cohesive uniforms, so it's fun to paint. All right, next up. Kabuki. I was gonna jump one. Kabuki Studio Dark Siren. This looks like a pretty awesome model.
Mm-hmm. So it makes me think of I think their name is right, Ursula in The Little Mermaid, but yes. A sexier version.
Yes.
By the way, this might be not safe for work depending on how. It's only painted
there's boobies,
but still.
There's boobies, yes. Yeah.
Depending on what site I saw it, it was blurred or with a preview button. So I prefer to mention before people click on it at work. It's nothing graphic or anything, but still.
No. But it is a large model, 75 millimeter, so 1.4 scale. Yeah. And it comes with a free art print.
Yes, also. The model is cool. She's older. The arms of the octopus part are wrapped around a pillar, and she's holding a baby Cthulhu.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what that was.
Yes, if you see the different angles, you see it's a small Cthulhu baby.
You know what's interesting, though, is that the studio paint job does not match the concept art at all.
Yeah.
The palette's completely different. And that you don't usually see, so it's an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a pretty hefty price tag, but I guess it makes sense considering its size.
Yeah.
It's, what was it, 60 euros?
Yes, it is.
So, that's a fairly big price point. But, like I said, 75 mil, so I guess it makes sense.
It's also a fairly big model.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next up, Warlord Games. New releases for Conflict 47.
Yeah,
two releases. Our favorite game that we don't own.
Yet.
No comment.
So, first is the German Flammspiele. It's a small walker tanks for the German. And
I'm going to say this is the first walker I've seen that I don't like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I find it just...
It's more bland than the rest.
Yeah. It looks all stunted and stuff. I don't know.
And the others are the Soviet Daughter of the Motherland. So it's a female unit for the Russians.
Which I find is amusing. But they look cool.
Mm-hmm. Not their best week of releases. We have both seen best... stuff we prefer in other weeks, for sure. But still,
for sure. Still, they're really pushing that game. Right? Like they're releasing a lot for it.
Oh yes.
All right. Next up, Figon the Pitar. What's a Pitar?
Pitar. I don't know if it's a mistake, but it's the name of the page and the name of the model. It's a barbarian, but it's also the name of the illustrator that did the concept art.
Okay.
So it might be. I'm drawing a blank on the term in English for that, but a piece to celebrate his work.
I know I can't think of the, what you'd call that either, but I understand what you're saying. Mm. And it's a very stereotypical barbarian, you know, an axe, it's a horned helmet.
Yeah. This is another
could be mistaken for Conan the Barbarian anytime.
Mm-hmm. If you switch the axe for a two-handed sword, yeah, it could easily be. So this is another big model at a 54 millimeter scale, but it's a big barbarian, so it's 62 millimeter instead of being only 54.
Yeah, so that is quite a large size. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what happened to my my web browser, as I cannot get out of the picture of one of the concept art shots.
Oh, it's not a pop-up. You just need to go back.
Except it's not letting me do that even. It's just, I'm just stuck here. If I click a bunch of times. Okay, there we go. Okay, behind the veil, people. Okay. Certainly not the most professional job we've ever done. Anyway, cool model, 26 euros, so very reasonable price for the size.
Mm-hmm.
Does it come with that display base, or is it just a...
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's just the model. Still, very reasonable for what it is. And it looks like a lovely sculpt. Very, very nicely detailed. Alright, next up, Mom Miniatures, Mage and Apprentice.
The title says it pretty much all. It's a couple of models, 28 millimeter fantasy models of a pretty old wizard with a book and a staff and a little apprentice for him. So they could be used as probably adventurers for RPGs, a couple of characters for Frostgrave or about anything.
Yeah, and the models look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The painting style of the models is kind of odd.
Yeah.
It's super contrasty, kind of old school. Probably looks amazing from 2 feet away, but the close-up shots on the website kind of don't do it any favors.
Mm. I agree with that.
And looking at the wizard, I looked at it and went, oh, okay, well, whatever, I guess. But then you look at the apprentice, and he's kind of roughly done. But he's got OSL, and he's got a lot of little details, and I'm sure that model looks amazing from a foot away. So it's really interesting. Oh, painting miniatures. There's so many ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And last in the first news section is the Reaper 25th Anniversary Terra the Silent.
Yeah, so this is their March release. Well, it's March release. It's an alternate model for an existing piece already. And it's for their 25th anniversary. We already talked about this. They are releasing one new alternate model every month. And if you order enough during the month, like in a single order, every multiple of $40 you spend, you'll get one copy of it for free. Or you can order it by itself. And this is not out yet, but it will be on March 1st. So just in a
couple of days, yeah.
A couple of days, yeah.
Well, one day after we release this, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very nice model. The original is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this resculpt is nothing shy of gorgeous. I think it might be Rhonda's paint job that makes it look that way, but.
Maybe.
I was looking at the. Oh, if you've actually taken a look at the model itself and spun it around, if you look at the way she painted the cloak with the speckling in it, it looks like it's actual fabric.
Mm-hmm.
All these talented people that make me sick. Okay. All right. So that takes us to Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first on the list this week is the Weta Workshop GKR Heavy Hitters.
Yes, this is a giant mech combat game. It's a hybrid board game miniature game. So you get the giant mechs and their small support units in plastic. And the rest is a regular board game with a cardboard. And you also have some skyscraper standees to destroy. The mechs look cool. They have really a lot of personalities. When you look at them...
Very industrial, kind of like... This is not Battletech, right? Like,
It's a sport game. So the mechs are sponsored, and to Levi's destruction.
It makes me think kind of like Robot Jocks from that movie from, like, was it the early 90s or whatever?
Yeah, and all the descriptions for each of the mech are pretty funny, and they're supported by pharmaceutical companies and stuff like that. So
it's pretty cool. Yeah, this looks like a neat concept, and apparently we're not alone in thinking so.
Oh no.
So they were looking for $100,000 to release the game. They're at $473,439 with 24 days left to go. So unless something horrible happens, this project is funded. And it will be completed on Friday, March 24th, 2017.
And the name might tell you something. With they're the same guys who do stuff for movies and stuff like that. And other video games. So it's the same... Same team.
Okay. Next up, Soda Pop Miniatures, Relic Knights, second edition.
Yeah, this launched today. It's a short one, only 2 weeks, and it's for the second edition of the game. They are kickstarting its release with the new book, a new version of the book, a rule book, but also a new two-player faction starter. Instead of figuring one of the six original faction, it's they have two. How could I say? Two special factions that regroup the three good guys and the three bad guys together, which they call the Radiant and the Void. So most of those models can be played with any of the existing models everybody already has, which is a good point. So you'll be able to use those for sure. Whatever you already have. And the starter, you have two small cadre in it and a new book. And you can also get the new Voidbreak extension with all the new models that will be coming out in the next year.
Yeah, I really don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I backed the original Kickstarter.
We all did.
I mean, I got a ton of models for not expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never really played the game. I did assemble a bunch of the models. I found the process frustrating, to say the least. And there were some definite problems with the models and the gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, from what you've told me, I know they did a 1.5, and apparently that fixed a lot of things.
Yeah, and this is not the 1.5. It's a lot of change even after the 1.5.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm. And for the models, there were a lot of complaints about the plastic models, depending on, especially the smaller ones, you were missing details, almost missing faces on some models. This Kickstarter is not run in conjunction with Cool Mini this time. It's only Soda Pop. And they are going away from the plastic. So it's all resin models. And we already have seen some of those. You painted one during Liz Bakley class.
Yeah, and the resin models are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Scale is completely different.
Yeah, it's all so bigger.
That was another problem. That was another problem with the plastics is the shrinkage on the plastics.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just the shrinkage, just the design didn't fit. Some stuff was a lot bigger than the other.
Yeah, and I think because of shrinkage and stuff on the models also, it exasperated the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure.
Because some models don't shrink necessarily at the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just... There was a lot of problems. But looking at this Kickstarter, the two-player starter box looks to be a very nice product. The cadres that are coming with it look neat. They have some really nice models.
Yeah.
I am extremely tempted to back this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is saying something.
Just a basic pledge to get in and get the updates while I choose what I get, but still.
You did the $1...
Yeah, to show my support for now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, $70 for a starter,
mm-hmm.
For the two-player starters, not bad. That'd be about $100 Canadian.
Yeah, and you haven't played the game. I played and I liked the game, so that's a big incentive for me.
No, and listening to you, like, I like a lot of the concepts. I like a lot of the things you described. I just have no time and too many games. So
it's always the case.
So all that to say, they were looking for $50,000 US. They've already gotten $96,167, so they have fully backed it. There's 14 days left. It started today. So they've made pretty much double what they were looking for in the first day. So very respectable. So this project will be fully funded on Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. Next up, Lead Adventure Miniatures, Dwarven Gold Fever.
This is a fantasy range of 28mm dwarf. They will be metal miniatures, and it's for collectors, RPG, tabletop war game, proxies, whatever you want to do. It's just a line of dwarf prospectors, adventurers, and stuff like that, with a lot of character. And they're not heavily armored. They look like more people. Normal dwarves. Yeah,
they're miners dwarves, and whatever. And they have a kind of an old school style.
Yeah.
But you can definitely see the influences of a modern sculptor. Like, some of the small details are much better done, but the feel of the model is like some of these old school sculpts we see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old school style, but with a modern detail level. Yeah, exactly.
And it seems to be a lot of different designs too in the Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. So, wow, we're doing really well with Kickstarters. They're looking for 4,000 euros. They're already at 6,500 euros. So again, this Kickstarter is fully backed. There's 22 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should complete and be fully funded on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. And that takes us to the last entry for the week. Paymaster Games, Going Native, Aztecs, The Kings of War.
Okay, so Going Native is already something we already talked about in the past. They did a line of North American Native mythology models. So yeah. This time they are taking it south to the Aztec myths and stories. So Quetzalcoatl and a bunch of Aztec generals and all kind of... like the Jaguar Warrior and different heroes, stuff like that. Looking cool.
Yeah, a lot of the concept art looks really, really amazing. I don't know. I mean,
it's not for everybody. It's really, really specific as a niche.
And is this for like a fantasy style game? Because
There's a bunch of monster and myths.
You seem to be able to buy like units and stuff, right? So
yeah.
But a lot of the sculpts look neat. There's a llama. I mean, come on.
It will fill some of the Kings of War game by Mantic. They have an historical book, and the army pledge are made to work with that. To fill the hole for like the amounts, like troops for 10, regiment for 20, and horde for 40 guys. That's to be able to use them as a Kings of War army.
Oh, I see.
You even have the pledge by the the value of points.
I just noticed that. Yeah. Nice.
You can get the smaller pledge and individually pick, but you can also get the army pledge.
Just buy an army, essentially. Yeah. One click army. Nice. Take a page taken out of GW's book. All right. So, this Kickstarter is a way to go. So, or a ways to go, I should say. They were looking for $7,500. They're currently at $1,485, but they have 40 days left to go. So, if they hit their funding level, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on April 9th, 2017. And that is the show for this week, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
So I guess I'll see you next week.
Oh, yes. So, bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.